Welcome to this Tuesday edition of the Our Daily Bread Devotional. I'm Mike Whitmer, and I titled today's reading, A True Disciple of Jesus. When Christian Mustad showed his Van Gogh landscape to art collector Auguste Pellerin, Pellerin took one look and said it wasn't authentic. Mustad hid the painting in his attic, where it remained for 50 years. Mustad died, and the painting was evaluated off and on over the next four decades. Each time, it was determined to be a fake. Until 2012, when an expert used a computer to count the thread separations in the painting's canvas, he discovered it had been cut from the same canvas as another work of Van Gogh. Mustad had owned a real Van Gogh all along. Do you feel like a fake? Do you fear that if people examined you, they'd see how little you pray, give, and serve? Are you tempted to hide in the attic, away from prying eyes? Look deeper, beneath the colors and contours of your life. If you've turned from your own ways and put your faith in Jesus, then you and He belong to the same canvas. To use Jesus' picture in John 15, I am the vine, you are the branches. Jesus and you form a seamless whole. Resting in Jesus makes you a true disciple of His. It's also the only way to improve your picture. He said, "If you remain in me, and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from John 15, verses 1 through 8. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit He prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you're like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you are the vine. We are the branches. All of our life comes from you. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.